Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
It's Christmas time, and what would the festive period be without a little gift from you and me?
So as I'm feeling very, very generous, and so is Nikki, we have a little Christmas treat for you all, and we're gifting you an unheard episode from our first season. Yes?
It's our pilot, so it's a pilot.
But it
is very, very good, if we do say so ourselves.
It's a fabulous episode.
Yes.
Plus, also, I have to say, it is what secured us this amazing podcast. So I have to say, I am very proud of it. And I did sort of say, please, please, can we release it? And you know what? Seeing as we are lovely, lovely divas, we're looking after all of yous for being so kind and listening to our podcast.
And giving you a little extra present at this time of year. So we very much hope you enjoy it. This is the story of the Love Has Won cult.
Here we go again. Back to our roots. Chapter one, how it all began.
Let's go.
They have a game called Find the Whore.
I waited until you took a drink for that.
No. So they just went to Hobbycraft and just filled her eyes with glitter.
Yeah.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay.
That is your email signature.
Kind regards. I'm fucking God, you fucking whores.
Are you ready?
I'm ready!
Let's go. Welcome to Killers, Cults and Queens, the show where we take you on a journey into the darkest corners of the world. Now, obviously, all this weird stuff is my bread and butter, but how do you feel, Cheryl, about falling down the rabbit hole?
Now, Nikki, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm one of those people that I'm really inquisitive. I always want to know what the hell's going on in the world, but also I am the easily spooked queen you will ever meet. Like, I was forced to watch a horror movie when we were out filming Drag Race, and when I tell you, I was watching through fingers because I was like, I don't like it. No. But I feel like unless you pull up the videos and unless you force me to watch something that's going to make me poop my pants, then I think we're going to be fine. I think you're just going to get a lot of, oh my Christ, like Pam from Gavin and Stacey from me.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of spooky things coming up. So I hope that you're open to it and excited, and that you're not going to have too many nightmares.
I mean, I'm Cheryl Hole, for crying out loud. I'm a very receptive hole, so
I think you're going to be fine.
Literally. We'll see. I mean, maybe a couple of episodes deep and you might have me having nightmares every week. So,
or it might push you the other way and you might end up becoming completely obsessed with horror.
Hey.
Which could happen.
Who knows? You may be the convert. Maybe this is the new cult.
Well, buckle in because we're about to go on a real journey. One that ends in a desiccated, glitter-covered corpse.
Now that sounds quite fabulous in the words of Sharon Osbourne.
Before we get into it, though, please be aware that this one does come with a content warning. I'd like to give a trigger warning for anyone living with or in recovery from an eating disorder.
There's going to be a lot of education in this podcast for me. What the hell is a desiccated?
So desiccated is like, think of coconut.
What, like crumbly?
Yeah.
A crumbly, glittered
like
corpse.
Like completely devoid of any moisture whatsoever.
Wow.
So like...
Wow. Okay. Okay. Now I understand words. We're getting started. Okay.
So to begin with, here's a little 360 overview of Love Has Won and what it's all about. And grab your tinfoil hat and your crystals because it's going to get very weird. Love Has Won is a non-profit, tax-exempt spiritual cult based around the perceived knowledge that leader Amy Carlson is a divine 19 billion year old being who birthed all of creation and the entire universe. She goes by the name Mother God or Mum to her followers.
Hello,
I don't know whether
Mom.
It should be Mum or Mom.
Mommy.
The whole point of Love Has Won is that Amy is here to help with ascension from what they call our 3D world into a fifth dimension. But the catch is only 144,000 chosen ones can go with her. Everyone else is screwed.
Oh, we're out.
Exactly. It's not going to happen. I just can't see our names being on the list, to be honest.
Maybe in a bowl and we're in the lucky dip, but I don't think we're going to be...
We're not 1 to 5, are we?
I don't think we're on Amy's radar.
I wouldn't think we're probably even in the top 1,000, to be honest.
No.
It's not happening, is it?
I can't even get a repeater badge.
Oh, I want one.
So do I.
Another thing on Mom's agenda is to help defeat the notorious Cabal. Now, Cabal is a term which can just be used to loosely group people together of a similar political ideal. But in this situation, this is specifically the group of people QAnoners think eat babies and drink blood. If you've ever heard the word adrenochrome or the term Pizzagate, then that's what that's all about.
Eating babies?
Yeah. Never heard any of this?
Right. I've understood in the past where people make jokes like they're going to suck the life out of a baby to be...
Who are you hanging around with?
No, but like when people like want to be youthful...
Right.
They'll eat a baby.
Yeah, so that's basically what the whole of QAnoners believe, is that everybody in the higher powers is basically feeding off babies and making this thing called adrenochrome, which then keeps them youthful forever.
Now, I'm going to liken this to an episode of Ugly Betty I watched, where Daniel got bought into a cult, and this is starting to give me absolute flashbacks to that.
I need to watch Ugly Betty.
Have you never watched Ugly Betty?
I didn't realise it was so dark.
Well, it's not really dark. It's like a Daniel falls into a cult kind of moment, but it's not as dark as this, because this is spooky, like eating babies already, and we're only 5 minutes into the episode.
Well, they're not eating babies. They think that other people are doing it, and so they're trying to defeat the people that are doing that.
Right. Mum.
Yeah, Mum is going to do that, apparently.
Sure.
The cults are into a variety of theologies, which generally embody all things New Age. Amongst their interests are crystals, astrology, conspiracy theories, and things like remote surgery, which they call etheric surgeries, where Mum herself can heal you for a price. Basically, their beliefs are a scattergun approach to anything New Age. Are you into crystals?
I'm familiar with crystals. My mum and my sister love crystals. I know about a rose quartz.
Yep, that's the only one I know about.
Yeah. The purple one that looks like...
amethyst.
Yes, yeah, yes.
The like, nice, crunchy one.
I couldn't tell you what they actually do.
No.
So crystals play a good part in this thingy, but what do they think the crystals are going to give? I'm blown away already, but what's baffled me more is the fact that you can have surgery by Mum to heal yourself.
Yeah, you can have it remotely as well. So you just phone her up when you need a quick fix and then she'll deliver it to you.
This ain't a Domino's, you just call up.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's spiritual Domino's.
Here in 30 minutes or less.
Or your money back. They don't do that anymore. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, no, because I had to wait 50 minutes the other day.
Yeah, exactly, because they didn't want to give you your money back.
No.
Cheeky bastards. Mother God also claims to have lived a whopping 534 times across history in various different guises. And she said she remembers vividly every single one of those lives as clear as day. Want to have a guess at who she might have been, Cheryl?
I bet she's going to say that she was Jesus Christ.
Yep, you got one of them.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I bet she's going to say that she was Rose in the Titanic.
I would love that if she did, but no, she didn't.
I bet she knows where the heart of the ocean is still to this day.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
That's one of the crystals.
Yep. Right, she's gonna say that she was is she gonna be Cleopatra coming at you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just thinking of like historical figures of
boss bitches.
Boss bitches.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cleopatra, who's the one that was burnt at the stake? She was like a really powerful woman.
Noah's Ark.
But yes. Joan of Arc.
There you go.
Okay, Joan of Arc, Cleopatra coming at you. Margaret Thatcher. I don't know.
No.
Okay. Okay.
But that would kind of go with the whole sort of vibe she's going for, I reckon. So,
yeah. Terrible woman. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, get political on the poddy already.
Straight away.
Oh, do you know
what?
Go for it.
So we've got Harriet Tubman and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, so she's got Kim Kardashian wearing her dress now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I can't believe she's been all these women. Mother Goose.
So that's just a few of her aliases. Now, I don't know about you, but that, to me, sounds entirely exhausting. I don't think I could live that many times.
Look, it's like people that are compulsive liars. One day you're going to get caught in the web of lies. She must have, like, an archive of every lie she's ever said just in a book so she can reference back and go, right, I said this on the 14th of April 2009.
I don't think she's that together, to be honest.
Well, to be in a cult like this, I feel like she's got to have something together. Otherwise, people will just see through the facade.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. We'll find out.
Oh, spoiler. Oh.
Amy's main ally on this journey is her twin flame, Father God, basically who happens to be her boyfriend at the time. Interestingly, there have been roughly 7 Father Gods, but only 1 Mother God. Some men have been promoted by Amy to Father God status, but later dropped when she found them to not be as malleable as she would like. Which, I don't know about you, sounds like a lot of relationships I've been in.
Right. Cheryl's dictionary, what is malleable?
Malleable is like being able to be plied and like...
Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the Play-Doh has lost its pizzazz, so yeah. She's
so
on to another.
Out.
Yeah, she's on to another side. Father God.
Yeah.
Mother Goose and Father God. Wow.
Well, it's going to get worse.
So. No.
The Love has won members who live together in a few different compounds across the USA. Total about 20 people, give or take. And they are known as the First Contact Ground Crew. But they also have an online contingency of anywhere between 100 to 200 members from all over the world. We're not talking enormous numbers, but it's enough to be concerning.
Yeah.
Now, just as you thought it couldn't get any stranger, to top it all off, Mother God claims her father in a different timeline. Well, I'm going to let you guess this one, Cheryl. Out of everyone she would choose to be her father, who do you think it is?
Right, I'm going to take a wild guess. I don't know, this is going to sound very controversial, so do not cancel me on the pod. Is it Hitler?
No, but close.
Oh, close. Okay.
Hot take there, but...
Who's the Russian man that we all hate? No?
Nope, still in the similar vein. Similar
okay.
Vein.
Oh, God, is it the man that's just been kicked out of office? Mr. Trump.
Mr.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Trump. Trumpy pants.
I can smell it from here. Lord, this woman is not well. The fact that their community uses the words compound.
Mm-hmm.
Compound and Trump does sound like it goes together.
Yeah. Would you want to go and live with 20 essentially
hippies on a huge big ranch in the middle of nowhere.
I could barely live with my husband. Let alone with other people.
It can't be something that you build up to. You're suddenly walking into this compound full of people and then you're having to live with them.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you a little story. A while back, so obviously I travel around and I go to different cities. I was put in a B&B one night and walked in. It seemed very lovely. And then there was a few little things that started to go awry. Oh, no. And there'd be knocks on the door. I've just bought you this room spray. Knocks on the door. I've just bought you this. And I was like, I'm trying to get into drag. And I've got these people knocking on my door every 5 seconds. Turns out it was a swingers B&B. And you know when you're just like, what the hell is going on? Like, look, I'm a good time gal. I'm down for whatever, in the words of Kelly Rowland. But I was just like, I walked into this place and I'm like, what the hell is going on? So that is how I would liken that situation, but times a billion. Yeah. In this compound. And then when I was in drag, it was like, you look so sexy. And I was like, no, no, no. And then I was invited into the hot tub and I was like, no.
You can't do that in drag.
Do you know what we did? We stole door stoppers from the nightclub and we wedged them under our door because it was one of those, like, you know, the front doors where you put the key in and you've got the little flick on the back. So we couldn't even lock the door.
Oh, no.
And they'd still be able to get in.
Do you want my top tip for when you're staying in a hotel room? How to stop people... Well, how to know if somebody's getting into your room.
Oh, my God, please.
So get a mug. Well, just any cup or glass or whatever. Put it over the door handle. So if somebody comes in, it will go on the floor.
Oh, if it was a glass, that will shatter.
Yeah.
And that would scare them away.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
There you go. Top tip, Nikki. So let's take it back to the origin story of this cult and how it all began. For that, we have to head back to the hazy days of 2012. Can you remember what you were doing in 2012?
So 2012, I was 18 and just starting university. So I was out every single night of the week going crazy. I remember that was the era of We Found Love by Rihanna. So everybody was going, ooh, ooh, in the nightclub at the drop.
Oh, God, I remember that era. That was awful.
I know. But you know what? I'm one of those people that if something is so terrible, I will still do it. Like, I still dab to this day and dabbing.
Oh, yeah, me.
Like, if a trend is done, I'm going to carry it on. Yeah. So I just do it to wind up my friends more than anything. So, like, I'm still like, ooh. But yeah, I remember 2012 was a good era for me.
First whispers of Amy Carlson in the spiritual area started with her involvement with another spiritual ascension community, the Galactic Federation of Light. She finds the teachings of the group leader Amaranth, who also goes by the name Amarith, on Facebook, and something instantly clicks and she leaves her entire life to go and be with him.
Are they sexy? Okay, quite the latter then.
Yeah.
It's like that meme of Gemma Collins, right?
He looks like...
trash.
Wild man of the woods.
Stick at a dump then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. Okay. Which compared to Amy when she was younger, I don't know, Amy was... quite pretty, and then yeah, decided to go off with this wild man of the woods.
You can't help who you fall for.
I know, but yeah, it's quite a strange pairing, definitely.
It's not always about the looks.
I know. At this point, Amy had a family, a husband, and a steady job, working as a manager at McDonald's. However, she left all of that behind to further her spiritual journey. But apparently, Amy had been distant for pretty much the whole time she was a mother. Not being maternal at all towards her children, which is ironic given that she is Mother God.
Or Mother Goose.
Or Mother Goose. Now, Cheryl, you're going to like this fact. Apparently, Amy is who we have to thank for. Da 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 da. I'm loving it.
Now, is that fact or is that what she's telling people?
So her followers believe that she invented I'm loving it to spread love throughout the world.
I call bullshit.
Yeah, I call bullshit too. Anyway, back to her spiritual awakening. After leaving her family, Amy goes full tilt into her new spiritual journey. Shacking up with leader Amaranth, he becomes her first twin flame and Father God. She posted her first video online, speaking to the world about her beliefs in 2012. And even though she's babbling away about nonsensical New Age stuff, she seems pretty happy and content. And nothing like the Mother God, which will evolve over time. She does call herself God, though. So, I mean, that's your first sign of the trouble to come.
Oh, Lord.
Then she falls out with Amaranth big time. This may have been as a result of some alleged abuse she suffered from him, saying that she was kept locked up in a closet for a month. So she breaks free to start her own cult, Love Has Won, although we don't see that name being used online for a while. Can you imagine being locked in a closet for a month?
Well, it depends what you're into.
Well, true. Just the thought of it is just, it's awful, the fact that she went from this normal sort of standard life and then...
to being claustrophobic, Darren.
To being entirely claustrophobic,
yeah.
Darren.
Do you know what? Amaranth sounds like a bastard.
Mm, but he doesn't look that, I don't know, creepy or scary, or he just looks like a nice little old man.
Looks could be deceiving, my love.
It's true, it's true. Whilst Amy was locked in the closet for a month, she had a revelation that she had to lead the Earth to ascension into the fifth dimension. By this time, it's 2014, and Amy has her first follower, a guy by the name of Miguel. It's over the next 4 years that Amy begins to grow the cult, heavily relying on the internet as a recruitment ground. Also, by this time, rather concerningly, Amy is saying she's getting spiritual messages via voices which whisper to her, including one which said, "She will be president of the United States. There's pills to help those voices." Yeah, it is slightly concerning that she's just been locked in a cupboard and then starts to hear voices.
Question, what dimension are we in?
So we're in the 3D, okay. According to them.
And then you watch Spy Kids 4D.
Yeah.
And she's going to the 5D.
Yeah.
So right.
That's the next one's after Spy Kids.
Okay.
With the cult blossoming, and obviously they don't call it a cult in their internal comms, it's always a spiritual movement or something similar, she meets second Father God, Michael. After this, various Father Gods come and go. Apparently, Father Gods are all the same energy, they just jump from vessel to vessel as their energy is too great to be contained, which sounds like squishing the lie to fit the narrative to me. Andrew, who is Father God 3, is an interesting one. He found out about the cult online and was taken in by it. He up and left his life, travelling to live in the commune with Amy. When he got there, he said he knew he'd made an immediate mistake, as the whole group were allegedly on a mushroom trip. Needless to say, he managed to escape quite quickly. Then she meets RJ and gets married, but he never makes it to Father God status. Poor RJ.
She gets around, doesn't she?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Do you think it's because they clock what the hell's going on there and they get the hell out of Dodge?
Yeah, or they stop doing what she wants them to do and then she just decides to ditch them.
Yeah.
Which is what I think happens. Then she meets Jonah, whom she encourages to summon Lucifer on a video for YouTube, as you do.
Lucifer the devil?
Yeah.
Wow.
This period of the cult comes to a head when they claim that they've been robbed of almost $70,000, and they need people to come and help them financially so that Mother God can have another divine wedding. A divine wedding that will help save the world. To do this, they begin offering remote etheric surgery sessions with Mom, costing $88 a pop, but which people would require many sessions to be healed. Because of course they would. Cha-ching, cha-ching!
Look, if somebody could fund my wedding, I would have loved that.
Yeah.
If somebody could pay for the Cheeky Girls, I would have loved that.
Did you have the...
I had the Cheeky Girls perform at my wedding.
Oh my God. Touch my bum, this is live.
Hey. Hooray, hooray. It's a cheeky holiday.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love that so much.
But literally, this woman is so... Look, she's not that smart because she can't keep a man. But she knows what she's doing. She knows how to comply with people and just be like, hey, hey, you want a treatment? Come over to Mother Goose. But she's really, really calculated.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like her.
Yeah, very, very calculated. Fast forward to 2016 and we see the name Love Has Won for the first time. The cult is rapidly picking up new members and they all start to live together in less than ideal circumstances. Amy then meets another Father God, John, but shortly after, he's demoted to Father of the Universe. Poor John.
Wow.
How mean is that?
It's kind of like she wants to kick them in the balls to show her dominance.
That's exactly what it is. Then she meets the current and reigning father god, Jason Castillo. He is not a good guy. Jason has previous convictions for drunk driving, breaking and entering, and child neglect, with arrests in Florida, California, and Nevada. Jason, before joining Mother God and becoming yet another twin flame, had a family and kids of his own, but he left all of that behind in what he calls his 3D life to join Amy on her quest for ascension. Jason threatens Father of the Universe, John, that he's going to be a paraplegic if he challenges him. He screams in his face, calls him a cockroach. He also threatens to kill a member of the cult, Robert, and bury him in the backyard. So this is the type of guy that we're dealing with now.
This has taken a deep dive, hasn't it?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I don't like him.
No, me neither. No.
But it seems like a very fitting pair.
Yes. That's the problem, I think, is that it's two very, very hot-headed people.
Yeah, look, I think she's finally clocked on that she needs a like-minded person instead of somebody that she can control and manipulate. And I think she's found the perfect person.
And I think also he gives her the same sort of energy back. So she's being horrible. He can equally give it back. And I think that's probably what she was craving.
Look,
somebody to be just as nasty as she was.
He's the petrol, she's the fire.
Exactly.
I thought that was a very good analogy.
Yeah, twin flame.
It's all coming together full circle.
There you go. Generally, once Jason joins the cult, this is when things seem...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
To get much more violent. This is also when racism and anti-Semitism begin being major themes of their daily live streams, with Jason regularly yelling the N-word to their audience.
Oh no.
Yeah, I've watched the videos, they are not nice.
Lord.
And it's the sereneness of the faces of the cult as well, that are just sort of sitting there going, ah,
do you think
okay?
They're being drugged?
Apparently they're not allowed to take drugs.
Right.
Apparently.
Yeah. Oh, we've really taken a dive now. And, this is rough.
Now, like any good cult, there are a set of rules to live by. Along with the standard cult behaviour, such as surrendering all your money and possessions to the leaders and changing your name, there's a few other ones which are a bit more out there. So the rules. 4 hours of sleep or less. Anything more than that is seen as being weak, with some cult members bragging about how they only sleep for 2 hours a night. Men aren't allowed to pee standing up. They have to sit down, as otherwise it's ungodly. No relationships or sex unless you're assigned to a twin flame, which Amy has to agree first.
Well, I'm out.
No drugs or alcohol unless you're Father or Mother God. She can drink because it's organic and she needs it for pain relief, but more on that in a little while. You also don't need much food if you're in right action, which is the term they use for being aligned with the cult's beliefs, because you're tapping into the right energy. So you'll be sustained by your beliefs, so food is restricted, but obviously Mum and Father God can eat what they like.
McDonald's?
Yeah,
After all, they are loving it. Feel. And then we have every cult's favourite manipulation and isolation technique. You have to cut ties with your friends and family. They'll even help you to do it. Then the final depersonalization trick, you also have to wear certain colours on certain days of the week. Like Mean Girls, but with chakras.
Okay, so on Wednesdays we wear blue.
Yeah, otherwise you get kicked out of the cult.
Look, I'd be looking for that fire exit door straight away.
Get me out of here.
Wow.
If you were going to set up your own cult, Cheryl, what would your rules be?
I would first make everybody be referred to as the Divalinas.
The Divalinas.
So you are the Divalinas.
Okay.
Okay. My second rule is we have to listen to Lady Gaga on a Monday, Dua Lipa on a Tuesday, and Spice Girls on a Wednesday. Thursdays to Sundays are long weekends, so you are recreational in your music habits.
Oh, I love Thursday to Sunday long weekend.
Yes! Yeah. Yes! Yeah. You can have a wee-wee however you like. I can't believe, to be honest, I am a big fan of a sit-down wee.
Yeah, me too.
Any excuse to sit down, I'm a lazy bitch. I mean, obviously. Have you ever travelled around Asia?
No.
Okay. If you ever do, look forward to your toilet experience. That's all I'm saying.
Is it a squat down?
It's a squatty potty.
But I'd just be worried that I would fall backwards or forwards or put my foot in something or...
We'll go to a yoga class before
okay.
we go.
Yeah.
I love how we're saying we
yeah.
go.
Off we go. We're holiday time.
We're off to Asia, guys. After the poddy.
See you later.
Off to Heathrow. Got a PCR booked.
Okay, so now we get onto the heavy stuff. Here's just a few of the abuse allegations that have been made against the group by former members. But also, these are some of the things they've done whilst they've been on their infamous live streams. They have a game called Find the Whore. I waited until you took a drink for that.
No.
It's a game where if women in the cult get too confident, they get called Lilith and are accused of having Lilith energy. And then they get called out in front of a group on camera, and then that video is either live streamed or put on YouTube. Now, for anyone that doesn't know, Lilith is the devil's wife. When I googled it to make sure my assumption was correct, it came up with the description primordial she-demon, which I think I might use as my email signature from now on.
I mean, that is quite fabulous.
Yeah.
But that makes so much sense now
yeah.
because I used to be obsessed with The Sims. And on Sims 2, one of like the families that were already built into the game had twins. And one was called Angela and one was called Lilith. Oh, and Lilith yeah. was the bad twin who was hated by the family. She was like a goth girl. And like, she wouldn't turn up to school. And then like, you could like, if you played the game right, she'd run away from home. And if you didn't call up to get her back in time, she was gone forever.
Ah.
So now you're saying Lilith, it makes sense why she was called Lilith in the game.
Yeah, definitely.
That is your email signature. What would yeah. you give it for me?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll workshop that one for episode 2.
Other live stream highlights include Mother God, obviously inebriated, shouting, "I'm fucking God, you fucking whores." There we go.
Okay.
That is your email signature.
Kind regards. I'm fucking God, you fucking whores.
Also on live stream, they've locked a small crying child in a closet and called a cat a bitch, holding it by the scruff of its neck because it wasn't in its right action.
That poor pussycat.
No, the poor cat. I've seen that as well. It's horrible.
Do you know what? As much... It's those things, like, you don't want to watch, but you want to watch. Just... for educational purposes.
Yeah.
What in their right mind thinks that a cat is...
It's a cat.
It's a cat.
It's not a spiritual being that's part of this cult.
Also, why is there children in this cult? Do you get birthed into the cult?
Well, yeah. Or you come to the cult with children.
Oh,
I know.
No.
I know. It's awful.
Those poor children are going to be traumatised for life now.
Yep.
Because when you're that young, you're so, like, you're like a sponge. You absorb everything. Nah. That's not cute.
Amy, despite telling her followers that they can't drink or do drugs, drinks a lot on these live streams. Previous Father God Andrew claimed she drank like Marion Ravenwood in Indiana Jones. We're talking 7 or so highball glasses full of vodka, in the evening.
Straight voddy?
Just straight voddy. Oh, tiny, tiny dash of water, apparently.
See, have you ever tried vodka and water? If you have limes and you squeeze a bit of fresh lime into it, it's actually really nice. She was onto something.
Yeah, it's a bit too hand sanitizer for me, though.
Yeah, it's like drinking a bottle of Dettol, but, you know, it is what it is.
It does the job.
Look, if she's meant to be all Miss High and Mighty and she's getting pissed on a live stream, I've been drunk on Instagram Live before and it's not ended well.
It's like that, there was that queen that fell asleep on the live stream, wasn't there?
Yes, in the chair.
I can't remember what her name was.
I mean, iconic, but...
Yeah, and it was like the pulling the lashes off afterwards while she was sleeping.
Yeah, I mean, I do it all behind closed doors.
Former members of the cult have also said they allegedly endured horrific abuse, ranging from sexual assault through to being left naked and alone in what the cult called Desolation Row, which is basically the desert. One former member was found by authorities having been abandoned by the cult, naked and with his feet full of cactus needles. Owie.
Oh, that sounds like an I'm a Celebrity challenge.
It does, doesn't it? But with more crystals and shouting.
Yeah, and vodka and water.
Less ant and dick. So, moving on from the horrible stuff, it's time to take a look at how this shit show is funded. The cult has a website where they sell New Age trinkets, tarot cards, incense, etc., on Gaia's Whole Healing Essentials. They have also gone on to sell courses via their website, which include Crystal School for Children, and, of course, an alchemy class where they will teach you how to work with base metals, which is something that was even a wishy-washy pseudoscience back in Queen Elizabeth's day. They even claim that drinking their colloidal silver tincture made by them will cure COVID. That, by the way, is the same kind of silver used in fillings for your teeth, jewellery and silverware. This is alongside selling the etheric surgeries I mentioned previously. They can also do other types of healing remotely too for a fee. Fancy drinking some liquid silver?
I'm going to take a rain check on that one.
Reckon it could cure COVID?
A bit like when Trump said drinking bleach is going to cure COVID.
Well, I think it's very much in that similar vein, to be honest.
Yeah, keeping it in the family, that's for sure.
Then there's Amy's Joy Fund. This is where Mother God asks followers to contribute to her mobile gaming addiction.
It never ends.
Wait for it. As, of course, while she's playing Candy Crush on her phone, she's destroying the cabal, as apparently they use these games to infiltrate their way into society.
It's like she's on the Mecha Bingo app, just going.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'll put it all on Deal or No Deal.
And then that way, we'll just get rid of all the baby eaters. It'll be fine.
Yeah, they're gone. I'm 50 quid up, but they're gone.
The story ramps up after Love Has Won appears on American talk show Dr. Phil. It started with a family trying to find their missing son and husband. Now, remember I said before about a member of the cult being found in the desert with cactus needles in his feet? Well, this is the guy they were looking for. He'd left his life to go to Colorado and join the cult, but after only a couple of days with them, they decided he wasn't in his right action and left him on the side of a mountain. And that's when he was eventually found naked and high, wandering around the desert with cactus needles in his feet. And get this, the hospital and the police let him go back to the cult.
Where is this again?
So he's just been kicked out of the cult, basically, for not doing what they wanted him to do.
And they
and
just
then he
went...
was found by the police.
And went, go back.
And then they went, it's fine. You can go back now.
That's negligence.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
There's a lawsuit on their hands. The cult know what they're doing. The punishment was to manipulate him to go, I did it wrong, I need to go back, I must go back. And lo and behold, he's gone. And Dr. Philly's looking for him.
But also as well, the fact that he was on drugs, and apparently members of the cult aren't allowed to take drugs. So somebody gave him those drugs. So where did they come from?
Now, I've never partook in a drug. And I just literally look at people and I go, what's going on? What's going on? And like, truly, he must have been high on a kite to be wandering around a desert in that much pain in his tootsies.
Yeah, wow. It doesn't bear thinking about, really, does it?
No.
His family were obviously not impressed, so they turned to the American media to begin shedding light on Love Has Won. Amy and her family also appeared on Dr. Phil. Her family were trying to get her back, but she claimed she was completely fine, despite obviously having gone off the deep end. It's all incredibly sad.
This is the beginning of the end, isn't it?
Around this time, Amy's health was starting to fail and cult members said she had cancer, but she was never diagnosed by a doctor. Amy had an aversion to doctors, and so even when she asked to be seen by one, the group stopped her from doing so. To help with Amy's health issues, they moved Mom to Hawaii. The locals didn't like them being there in the first place, as nobody wants a cult moving into their town. But always having to push the envelope, Amy started saying she was the goddess of fire Pele on a live stream. Understandably, the locals were not happy with this, and an angry mob showed up outside their house protesting them. It started peacefully, but then ended up with bonfires and throwing rocks. When the police turned up and asked the protesters who started the fires, they said, Pele.
They got you, girl. Wow. So the cult said that they didn't want her going to a doctor, even though she wanted to go to a doctor. That's what happens when you feed misinformation to people.
The mayor of the island visited Mom and told the group they weren't willing to protect them from the angry mob, and basically bribed them off the island with flights back to Los Angeles and a police escort to the airport to make sure they were allowed to leave safely. Back in California, Amy is now super ill. She is now paralysed from the waist down and she can't leave her bed. She stopped appearing on live streams a while before this, but her followers are now starting to say that Amy's vessel is not sustaining, leading people to believe she is close to death. Mom and her followers say this is because she is being mistreated by humanity, and basically she is dying because she is full up with the sin of the world.
Oh, she's just absorbing all the negativity. Right.
But this is over 534 lifetimes. Mm-hmm. So she's probably had it up to here. A lot of people blame Father God Jason for not letting her get help. Again, Amy is not allowed to go to the hospital when she asks and is basically kept under the constant care of Jason. He claims that followers are contractually obliged to lay down their lives for her, so when she dies, they might have to as well.
Oh, wow, so there's going to be a mass massacre of the cult.
Well, maybe. If anything, the ground crew seemed happy that Mom was dying. They went on live streams and claimed that she was slowly leaving her vessel for the fifth dimension and beginning her ascension. She was last seen alive on April the 10th, 2021 in LA. By April the 16th, a wellness check was sent to where Amy was said to be living, and paramedics chatted with two members of the ground crew, but they wouldn't let them in to check on her. On April 28th, the police raided the house and found her body.
Is this what I think it is?
The ground crew denied her death for 2 days, and then they held a celebration on a live stream saying that she had ascended. When results of the autopsy came back, Amy's official cause of death was alcohol abuse, opioid abuse, anorexia, and ingestion of colloidal silver.
There we have it.
No cancer, apparently. And so it turns out this was a completely preventable death.
So she murdered herself?
Pretty much.
Hey.
And if she'd been seen by a doctor, she probably would have got better.
So she just wasn't looking after herself at all.
No, and you can tell as well just from seeing her at the beginning when she started this whole spiritual journey, and then just the degradation over time of her just slowly getting iller and iller and iller. And apparently she used to take a lot of this colloidal silver every single day for various different reasons to help with pain. She was probably taking the colloidal silver to help with pain, but the colloidal silver was the thing that was causing the pain. So it's a big cyclical problem.
I'll stick to ibuprofen.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea. If you cast your mind back to the beginning of the story, you'll remember Amy's first follower, Miguel. Well, it just so happens that Miguel was the one who went to the authorities to report child abuse within the household after the ground crew wouldn't give him access to his 2-year-old son, who was in his home. This was what summoned the police to carry out the raid. Miguel had been gone for a while, but said a few members of the ground crew, which wanted to move back to Colorado, could stay at his place whilst he was out of town. When he came back, 7 Love Has Won members had come to stay, and they had brought Amy with them.
The dead body.
The dead body.
You were joking.
No. When Amy's corpse was found, she was in a sleeping bag. Her eyeballs were gone, which some people think they were removed, but eyeballs are usually the first thing to shrivel up in a dead body. Sorry to tell you that. She had glitter makeup all over her eye sockets, and this is the kicker, she was wrapped in Christmas lights.
no, not the December 25th Christmas tree.
Yeah. A corpsey Christmas tree.
This is when I wish podcasts had a visual element, because if you could see the shock on my face right now, it is... I didn't know that eyes were the first thing to go.
Yeah, pretty much, because all the squadgy bits go.
So it's like eyes and muscles.
Yeah, pretty much, because also your eye is made of a lot of water.
Yeah.
So it's going to start drying up, oozing away.
So they just went to Hobbycraft and just filled her eyes with glitter.
Yeah.
Oh... I hope it was pink.
Police recorded on body cam footage remarked that it looked like she'd been painted blue, but it was actually the buildup of colloidal silver in her tissues which had turned her an ashy colour. You can actually see if there's some pictures towards the end of her life where she looks blue. She looks like a Smurf, but like a sad Smurf.
Like somebody that, you know when you're about to pass out and you go really grey in the face? Was it like that, but with a tinge of blue?
Yeah, it's kind of like a real faded tattoo blue.
I'm going to have to Google this after and go through all these picky wikis.
You are. And then you will never sleep again.
Wait, there's not a picture of dead Amy, is there?
There's body cam footage that you can watch of the police discovering her.
Okay, right. It's early enough in the day for me that I can do that, that enough time will pass.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that the minute we finish.
And then you got to watch like something good after that. So
I watched,
you completely forget about it.
I watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or something.
Yeah, it'll be fine. You won't remember it at all at 4 in the morning when you wake up.
Dead Amy!
Amy had been dead so long and the body was so decomposed you couldn't even get fingerprints to identify her properly. They had to do the official recognition using her dental records. So what happens now? Mother God has ascended. The group has splintered into various factions, but Scary Jason has kept going with his own cult, Joy Reigns. People are still trying to rescue their family members from the various splinter groups, and they keep changing their names, which makes it very difficult to keep track of them by authorities which want to keep an eye on them. The splinter group is still a presence, but it seems that now Mother God has gone, they're slowly starting to disintegrate.
Good.
Their website keeps being moved around the internet and renamed, and it looks like things might be slowly winding down, or maybe it's just that they're going a bit more underground. They have received letters from the FDA to stop selling things, but I checked and you can still find their website and buy their products without too much of a search. It doesn't look like they're selling deadly tinctures anymore, but let's face it, they probably are.
Yeah. It's probably hidden somewhere.
There's no way around the fact that they still need to keep funding what they're doing.
The fact that they keep changing everything as well means that they know what the jig is up and they've got to keep hot on their tails.
Yeah. I found their website very, very easily though. So I put my VPN on first.
Oh, God, yeah.
I was not going there unprotected.
You've got to cover your own back, baby.
Exactly. Otherwise, I was going to be getting promoted adverts for all sorts of nonsense, so didn't want them to have my details.
Knocks on the door at 3 a.m.
Ooh, would you like some room spray? The group is still live streaming under various different guises on YouTube, and they also have a podcast, but a lot of these online presences seem unstable and infrequent. However, they are still talking about ascension, and we've heard this before with other cults. When they start saying they're going to ascend, this might be pointing towards a mass suicide. I'm hoping that's not the case, though, and that now Mum has gone, that followers will reunite with their families.
It must be so traumatic for the families to have that transition period of having them back and having to basically recondition them into normal life.
Yeah, but also for the people that are still in it, their family members can watch them on these live streams so they can see how brainwashed they are. And they all look really brainwashed as well.
Yeah.
I don't recommend sitting there and watching a whole live stream like I did because it will make you go numb in the brain.
It must be just like so like hard to watch and see these people go through this, because we as outsiders, we can look into their world, but they can't see out.
Mm.
It's like those two-way mirrors in like a prison. You can see in, but they can't see out.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it is hideous. It is really, really horrible. And that was Love Has Won. How are you feeling right now? That was one hell of a roller coaster.
Look, I came in with an open mind that we were going to get deep and it was going to be rough. But the minute you said about glitter eyes, I was like, oh, it's not my kind of glitter eyes, is it?
No.
Very different.
It's a different use of glitter.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't like the fact that they're still going.
Yeah.
Now Mother Goose is gone.
Yep.
But that's the troublesome bit, is that if Jason had just given up when she had gone as well, so many people would be free right now.
Yeah. There's also all these different factions where they've sort of bundled off into these different groups now. And it's like they're slowly chaotically spinning in space. And it's like they're all going to fall apart. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's whether they decide to do that in a calm and measured way and just step away back into their own lives, or whether it ends in this mass suicide, which has got us quite terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying. But the fact that they've been fed all this information for this long, most of them, it's all they know now.
Yeah, they need deprogramming.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where you would start with that.
I don't know. Maybe Apple has like a factory reset for humans.
Yeah. Isn't it like if you sneeze and fart at the same time?
I did that on the way here. Does that mean a reset?
Yeah, that's a factory reset, apparently.
Fabulous.
Or is it? No, that's taking a screenshot, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Fuck.
Oh, well.
Maybe next time. Nikki, don't we sound 7 months younger?
7 months younger, I love it.
Well, that's when we recorded the pilot. It was that long ago.
Yeah, it was so much fun to make that pilot, though. And yeah, it was such an interesting case that we put quite a lot of research into it and things, and just thought that actually it's a good little pilot, isn't it? So it was a good chance to release it and to give you a little extra present.
And also because it was so recent as well, it was during COVID-19, so
I know
it's fresh in our minds, and it's something that everybody listening to could go, oh my God, that all the evidence is there at their fingertips.
Yeah. Now, we just have to say the knowledge out there on this topic is vast and much more than we can fit in one episode, so please check our sources if you want to find out more.
And yes, like always, if you have been affected by any of the topics or themes in this episode, then check the description for all the helpful resources.
See you next time, and don't be a killer or join a cult, and have a very merry, merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to all, and we will see you in the new year for a new season.
Goodbye. And just be a queen. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.